So my husband sends me a picture of a turtle on the website that he, you know, he orders all the turtles from, because, you know, we order turtles off the internet. Baby caramel pink red ear slider. It's kind of cute. It's very different looking. But the thing is $750, Tamara. $750 for a turtle. I'm like, no. So now
Yeah,
he's on
you
the.
didn't notice my silence because that's just.
I'm like, I bet you wanted that until you seen the press. And he's like, yeah. He's like, maybe our turtles will make something cool like that. I didn't know we was breeding turtles. Oh. But this episode is not our normal traditional, like, true crime episode. This is more of a
Awareness.
awareness, yes, episode. Because life events happen. And we just want you to be prepared, whether it happens to you or happens to somebody else
That you know.
that you know, or that
Hopefully
you
it
don't even
doesn't.
know, that you just come across.
Hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it does, here's a little bit of advice. So, a woman in a violent situation managed to call 911 without the person realizing she calls the cops on them. The dispatcher who answered the call, Tim T. from Oregon City, Ohio, initially thought the woman called the wrong number. Officials warn that this strategy is not guaranteed to work as a dispatcher. They are not trained to recognize a pizza order or any type of food order as a genuine call for help. Here's that call now.
Oregon 911.
I would like to order a pizza at.
You called 911 to order a pizza?
Yeah, apartment.
This is the wrong number to call for a pizza.
No, you're not.
I'm getting you now. Is the other guy still there?
Yep. I need a large pizza.
Alright. How about medical? You need medical?
No. With pepperoni.
Turn your sirens off before you get there. Caller ordered a pizza and agreed with everything I said that there's domestic violence going on.
It's unclear where exactly the idea came from, but I think it's amazing. But a very similar scenario was used in a campaign by the Norwegian Women's Shelter Association in 2010. 4 years later, in May, a user on Reddit claimed to be a 911 operator described a domestic violence victim calling to order a pizza. A few months later, a number of news sites reported this on Reddit posts, and in 2015, it turned into a Super Bowl ad addressing domestic abuse. I don't know about you. I don't remember any commercials per se, but I remember going out and seeing posters of what to order to the bartender if you need help.
And I'm trying to look that up as you're talking to see if I can find what that location, what equals what.
Let me see if I can. Okay, so the poster that I seen, if someone is making you feel uncomfortable, the poster describes a drink that you can order to let the bartender know. If you order the drink neat, a staff will escort you to the car. If you add ice, the staff will call you a ride. If you need the person removed from the bar, ask the bartender to add a line. We want Patreons to feel like they can be proactive in a way that doesn't put them in danger. So, I don't see the actual drink name.
It says on the paper, it says order an angel shot.
Okay, angel is what it is. So you order an angel shot, and depending on if you want it neat on the rocks with a lime, determines on how they need to help you. Yeah, I've seen that sign that you see on a bathroom stall.
That's crazy, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Because to be, when I remember seeing it, the funny thing is, I remember somebody handing me a business card and was like, let me call me and I can tell you your future. And I'm like, this is weird. And then I go into the bathroom and I see that and I'm like, eh, I don't feel unsafe, but this is weird. Anyways, so I have seen those ads. I'm not sure exactly if that was the Super Bowl that it's talking about or if it was something else. But later, this became a viral public service announcement on social media with Facebook posting that dispatchers are trained to recognize a pizza call as a call for help and to ask specific questions. This claim was proven false by Christopher Carver, the dispatch officer director for the National Emergency Association in the U.S., said that police are not trained to listen out for any specific code words or scenarios, setting any expectations of secret faces that will work with 911 is potentially very dangerous, he said. And recommended that people use a 911 text service instead. But the text to 911 service is not available in all US locations. As of May 29th, 2020, here are the states that are currently not listed. So you cannot text 911 if you're in Alaska, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, or South Dakota.
And I honestly did not know that you could even text 911 at all.
Right. I don't think I knew that either, but I'm not exactly 100% sure. I feel like I've heard that, but I wasn't sure.
I mean, it's awesome. Like, if you're in a situation and you can't talk, or,
Right.
and you know, like, you're able
Being
to send a
free.
message, like you're hiding or something, that's really awesome.
Right. Definitely. You can also call 911, and if you cannot speak, here's how it works. Call 911. Wait for an answer, then use your telephone keypad to talk code word to the dispatcher. Press 1 if you need the police, press 2 for fire, press 3 for an ambulance. If the dispatcher asks you questions, 4 means yes and 5 means no. People in the UK who need to make discreet calls to 999 can also do so using the British Police Silent Solution. A 999 caller who is unable to speak can key in 55 to inform the officers they are experiencing an emergency.
Other places that you can go to seek help is a gas station. I don't really know where all you kind of like talked about it yesterday of where all they were, but QT gas stations or Quick Trip gas stations have what is called Safe Place. Quick Trip shares a vision of safe neighborhoods and communities. That's why we partnered with Safe Place to design our stores as a safe place for at-risk youth. Safe Place is a national nonprofit organization that provides safety for troubled, threatened youth. Since 1991, Quick Trip has been a safe place where runaways, at-risk youth can come in off the street, receive food, and wait for a volunteer from Safe Place. To learn more about Safe Place, just go to nationalsafeplace.org. Also, you can send a text message to text for help, and this is for youth. So, text for help works anywhere in the United States. It can be used for the same reasons a person may go to the Safe Place sites for abuse, bullying, family troubles, depression, suicide thoughts, and other reasons. Text for help counselors can provide support through texts and offer suggestions and help regarding your needs. So here's how that works. text the word SAFE and your current location, your address, your city, your state to 4HELP. That's the number 4HELP. Within seconds, you'll receive a message with a safe place location and a telephone number. If you need immediate help, you can reply to chat to the text to talk to a trained counselor. It is quick, easy, and safe and confidential. This service is free for all youth in a crisis. Another solution that I thought of was have a code word or safe phrase. That way, if you're in a situation and you, I don't know if I would be able to call 911 and order pizza. Like, I don't know if I would be able to stay in character to do it. But if I was able to slip away and say, call you and say, oh, I wish I was able to go for a walk today. You would know something's up.
What's wrong with you?
So if you,
I just really, really, really want to go run.
Just have like a little, it could be a word. You can just say pineapple or something that, you know, like, it's not too far-fetched if you say, like, if you're on the phone and you're, like, trying to hide from somebody.
Are you cooking potatoes tonight?
Yeah. But if you, like, get on the phone and you're, like, the peanut butter is in the mayonnaise jar. The peanut butter is in the mayonnaise jar. That's probably wouldn't work, you know, because it's,
I
like.
I'd probably be like, oh, do you need the, do you need the potato recipe?
But
can you come pick it up? Mm-hmm. Would you like for me to drop it off?
But if you have just like a simple little phrase that you and somebody know that this means I need help. Either it could be come to my house or find my location on my iPhone or call 911 or something, whatever you feel like your safe word needs to be and be used for, just have that with somebody. So it can be used. It can be used discreetly. You can just have a random phone conversation.
And then, mine to you is going to be potatoes.
So if you have a conversation to me and you say potatoes,
I'm going to say, no, my code word to you is going to be like, are you making potatoes tonight? Because we know you don't cook.
True that.
So you better not forget the word potatoes.
That'll be run. And I'm going to go run for a mile.
Did you leave the stove on?
Okay, so here are some signs that you can look out for. And this is not just like for you, like if you're experiencing some type of domestic violence or violence in general, this could be for an outsider looking in type thing too. Okay, more than 1 out of 3 women and 1 in 12 men experience some type of violence in their life. Here are the steps that you can take to stop the violence in your community. Know the signs. And domestic violence can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter what race you are, what your age is. You can be old, you can be young, you can be rich, you can be poor, you can be educated, non-educated. And some violence does not begin early in a relationship. Sometimes it takes a while. It could take weeks, months, or even years before something actually happens. But here are some signs to just be like, this could be a possible red flag.
Some red flags could be being jealous of your friends or time spent away from your partner, discouraging you from spending time away from your partner, embarrassing or shaming you, controlling all financial decisions. And side quote, I control the finances. But that's because we would be broke, because anytime I say how much money we have, we always go on a shopping spree. So that excluded.
I'm like, red flag, red flag. Keenan, if you need help, say, Leslie, are you cooking mashed potatoes tonight? Repeat. Mashed potatoes tonight.
I mean, this is nothing to laugh about, but at the same point it is, because it's been where Keenan will go over to Mama's house and be talking to either you or our siblings and be like, Tamara won't even let me buy a pack of bubble gum. I don't know if you've ever heard him say that.
Yes, he has said that to my husband a few times.
I don't hide the finances from him. I just try to keep them under control so we're not living in a box. Know the difference. Making you feel guilty for all the problems in the relationship, preventing you from working. Initially, I thought there was people arguing outside. I was about to say, potatoes, potatoes. But they were just talking loud. Preventing you from work, initially damaging your property, threatening violence against you, your pets, or someone you love to gain compliance.
Two, don't ignore this.
It.
Yeah, but I was going to say this involves you just now. Don't ignore it if you hear or see it. If you hear your neighbors engaging in a fight.
Oh, we always look out the window.
Call the cops. Save their life.
Well, see if you can see what's going on, or if you can hear. Eavesdrop first, so you're not calling the cops when they just talking regular. They just got loud voices.
Yeah, because we have family members who are just
loud.
Loud. AKA our sister that we love dearly. But it's like, tune it down like 15 notches.
Your whisper is your outside voice.
It's like, your tune it down. Your outside
voice is screaming. Your screaming is busting eardrums.
Just tune it down.
So, also, before you tune it down, lend an ear. If someone confides in you and they are experiencing violence, listen without judgment. Believe what they are telling you and ask how you can help.
Be available. If someone you know is thinking about leaving or is in fear of a violent situation, be ready to help them. Keep your phone on you and discuss an escape plan or a place for y'all to meet ahead of time.
Know the number to the nearby shelter. You never know who might need help in a hurry. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. I feel like I just had that number call me.
They're like, you are holding money from your husband? We're just wanting to check up on him. How is he doing? I kid.
It was a 717 number. 789. Close, but not this close.
So check in regularly. If a loved one or a friend is in danger, reach out to them regularly to ensure that he or she is safe.
Be a resource. Someone experiencing violence may not be able to research shelters, escape plans, or set up necessaries like banking accounts, cell phones while living with his or her abuser. Offer to help and keep things hush hush.
Write it down. Document everything that you witness, include dates, times, locations of injuries, circumstance. This information may or may not, don't hold me to it, be used later in police reports and court cases.
Get the word out. Help your local shelters or domestic violence organize to raise awareness in your community. Donate items to the women and children who need it during this time.
And that's just a few just helpful tips to help prevent, help the stop of domestic violence, because it can happen to anybody. It truly can. And if one of our listeners are experiencing this, I know personally it's tough to reach out to say something until after the fact. And then sometimes that after the fact could be too late. If you're in a situation, you can message our email. You can message our Instagram and just say
potatoes. And if you need help, right away, be like, can I order some potatoes to your address? Make sure you find us on Facebook at
TCWI Discussion Group.
Also, you can find us on Instagram at
TCWI_podcasts_.
You can also check us out at our Patreon page at
patreon.com/thecrimeswereinto, or you can go to our webpage, which is thecrimeswereinto.com, click the bonus episodes and choose the tier that fits you and the goodness that you want.
Also, make sure you like, subscribe, and give us a nice review.
And tell all your friends to come check us out and hang out with us in the discussion group. Share all the memes.
We've been getting some funny ones in lately.
Yeah, we have.
Bye.
I'll see you later.